really start to conclude the Shemana Esrei by saying, V'tov v'nachal v'arachas amcha Yisrael v'chal Yisrael v'chal Yisrael v'chal Yisrael v'chal. May it be good in your eyes. According to Nisach Sad, L'varachinu, to bless us, L'varach is kol amcha Yisrael, to bless the entire Jewish people. So Reb Chaim points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, L'hitiv v'sabrios, the nature of that which is good is to do good. Hashem is inherently good. And therefore he bestows his goodness upon us. What is that goodness? It's maximum pleasure from the infinite source. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives himself to us. We have to earn it. It's good. Good in his eyes. The Kedushas Levi says that the Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants us to receive his shefa, wants us to receive his goodness. As it were, it's pleasurable for him, for humanity, to receive from him. And if we don't take from him, if we don't receive his goodness, then kaviyachal, as it were, it's painful for him. And therefore, every Jew should really say to themselves, I'm going to daven, for life, for chayim, for parnasa, in order that Hashem should have pleasure that I'm receiving his goodness. So we're davening. It's an amazing thing. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have pleasure from being able to give to us. Of course, the greatest good that he gives to us is him himself. But he's constantly bestowing goodness and greatness and benefit upon us. Hashem, may it be good in your eyes to bless us. Everything that we want for ourselves, we're trying to elevate to a higher level. Not just because we need it, we want it, because we have to have it. Because we want to be the recipients in order to turn Hashem into a giver. That's the amazing thing about being a recipient. If you receive L'shem Shamayim, you give giver something he never could have got otherwise. Because without a recipient, a giver can't be a giver. That's why the Aniyim used to say to the Ashirim, the poor used to say to the rich, to Zakabi, you get a schus through me. Because if the recipient is unwilling to take, then the giver cannot give. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to give. So V'tov Beinecha means I'm going to take in order to enable Hashem to be a giver, which is what he really wants, which is what he is. It's not a game. It's not a trick. It only comes from a deep-seated awareness of Hashem. It comes from davening from a more elevated place, a higher place. That's what it means to daven for Kavod Shamayim. That Shem Hashem should be made great in the world. The Tov Beinecha, may it be good. Good for you to bless us. For you, because then you, Hashem, can be the giver. We'll be the recipients. We're willing recipients. Recipients of something that we've earned. We've earned it by asking, earned it by that recognition of where everything comes from. Earned it by virtue of our connection to Hashem. But here, when we're asking for everything that's at the end of the Shemana Esrei, V'tov v'nacha, let it be good in your eyes. Because you, Hashem, you ultimately are good. May you, Hashem, kaviyachal. All of these, of course, are kaviyachal. May you gain pleasure and goodness from giving to us.